This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Right back at it, 7 o'clock hour on a Thursday. Freezing cold temperatures out there. Stay warm, stay safe.
Last one of the year. Yep. Well, the winter, I should say. We don't know what December is going
to
bring.
Right. Just got to get through today, and then the best is yet to come. You get baseball tomorrow on this radio station, 96.5 The Fan. Royals at 2 o'clock. Vern at 8 o'clock today, 6 o'clock tonight, both live in Arizona.
Hot stove.
You can get all of our beautiful content yesterday. Was it nice? Oh, yeah, you're not an Instagram guy, but maybe Twitter you saw it. Videos live from Arizona. Got to see, like, pitching matchups. You got to see Sal hit. Got to see Bobby hit. Got to see, like, all these videos.
Well,
like,
man, see, now you're catching the bug, huh?
Oh, come on, man. Baseball guy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know.
I'm talking about watching the spring training video.
Oh, I won't watch the games. But, like, it's nice to see, like, Vern's content in Arizona. Have, like, a guy on the field giving you everything you want. Plus, like, Vern's like, rather be here than there, suckers.
Suckers. Yeah, that's right.
Rather here than there, I think Alabama's ready to go back home. The number 4 team in the country in college basketball got absolutely handled last night by the Mizzou Tigers. Big win for them, 110-98. Missouri's got some, they've got some buzz, man. They've got some real juice going into the right time of the season. There's a lot of positives in Columbia. That was a big win last night for them. And a lot of it goes to you know, buying and selling your product, which is Denny Gates. And Dennis Gates has, I mean, hit rock bottom last year, man. Like, no conference wins. SEC was on the come. And now the SEC is the toughest conference. Jay Billis even said, if you win the SEC tournament, that's almost better than winning the national championship this year.
All right. I mean, I love when people say that and whatnot. But still, I mean, that winning that championship, winning that March Madness tournament,
I think what he's referred it to is, yeah, but I mean, the SEC, I think 4 teams in the top 10, 2 teams in the top 5. Missouri's going to jump. I think they were either ranked 13th or 15th, depending on where you look at your college basketball polls. They should move inside at least top 10. 10, maybe 10 is where they go. But
SEC at 1, SEC at 2, at 4, at 6, at 7, at, you know, you just keep going.
How many SEC teams will make the Final Four?
That's kind of a... I mean, that's kind of, I mean, I
mean,
at least
tough.
One, at most two, at probably.
I mean, how many, I mean, I don't know, like how many, you know, SEC teams made the Final Four in the college football playoff? How many Big Ten teams?
None,
made teams?
Right? In the SEC,
none, I don't think,
right?
Yeah. Like, SEC did not show out.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. So you have these great regular seasons and then you get to the postseason and that's obviously what you're going to be judged on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess what he's trying to get at is like the toughness of winning an SEC tournament,
the
where all the nice teams are. That's a very impressive 5 to 4 day run. Whereas, like, yeah, March Madness is great, but like you might have to play like Providence in round one, then you'll go play like a Seton Hall in round two. Then it gets really juicy in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. But going back to the Missouri topic, huge win last night for them at home, sell out. Sell your product, and Dennis Gates did that. He went winless in the conference last year. He's going to be a top 10 team this year, maybe when the season ends, one of the better teams in the toughest conference in the land, And you can tell that his players are bought in. They're all doing this quiet face, the shh face. He had a transfer last night, scored 31 as a junior from Duke. The portal works for some guys. It's working for Dennis Gates in the way that it's not working for Bill Self.
How do you retain guys from the portal, too? Like, you recruited this Duke player. How do you make sure that he stays at your school? Because I think the cool thing to do is now enter the portal every year, right?
Sure, unless you sold a product that is believable and desired. And if this guy's career turned around because of Dennis Gates, who's to say that he doesn't have friends that are younger or older that are looking for that team, and then you build it around that product that is a believable. Because, like, if this guy's going to go out on the forefront and say, hey, this program works, Gates is the man, we got a couple other kids that are here right now, like, you got this Caleb Grill kid who's insanely talented that nobody knew who he was, and now he's a three-point threat. He had a absolute mammoth of a double backwards dunk that didn't
count. Yes.
And the way that they're playing and the way that they have shown you that he has done this is very impressive, because you look at the transfer portal for KU, and I'm just using KU Mizzou because it's relatable. Hunter Dickinson has not worked out. The guys they've gotten from other schools have not worked out. But this is a team in Mizzou that went winless last year in the conference. And this year, when the conference is absolute highest, they're one of the top three teams in that conference. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's insane. And they just beat Alabama, who was ranked two in the country just a week ago, but they lost to Auburn, the best team in the country, also SEC, and they just got handled by Mizzou.
I'm going to be interested to see, you know, in the next 10 years how this NIL thing and portal really works in college sports, because I think there needs to be a happy medium now with having these one-and-dones, hit-it-and-quit-it type of seasons that we see, and find a way to kind of sustain that. I don't know if it's ever going to come back to the mean where people go into the portal, then they find their new school, and they're just happy there. It seems like in college football and basketball right now, everybody's a one and done at your respective universities. It's now up to the coaches, and this is why a lot of these coaches are getting out, because not only are you trying to recruit new players to come into your system, you're trying to recruit the players that are in your system to stay in your system so you can keep some sort of continuity. And that's going to be the interesting thing as we move forward in this. How many of these teams are able to kind of keep this continuity and keep these players in their school and not let them go to the transfer portal? Because, you know, as soon as the basketball season's over, everybody and their brother enters the transfer portal, which they should. I mean, they've got to find the best opportunity for themselves. But from a coaching standpoint and from a building something standpoint, it's brutal for these coaches. It really is. And I think, I'm not crying for them, they make a lot of money. But, I mean, I think the biggest part of their job now is to try to convince a lot of these kids to stay at their school and not go somewhere else. And you know what does all that? Money. And you've got to have that money rolling in for these kids to get paid now at these universities. Otherwise, they're going to go somewhere else. If somebody's offering me $1 million and you're offering me $500,000, peace out, man. I'm gone.
I think it also believes in it goes to the system and the coach, because since the NIL and portal has been wild, the only team that's won it has done it in the traditional way.
I know. It's crazy, right?
So, I mean, Hurley's done it, yeah. I mean, twice, and he did it with guys that stuck around. So, I mean, it depends on, like, your product and the guy that's running the ship. And I think that, like, a guy like Dennis Gates, who's not a big name, who has a believable message. I mean, last night's postgame interview was absolutely insane to me. Watching his entire team come over and, like, just, like, get him in, like, a huddle, and then for him to go, you don't need to hear from me, you need to hear from this kid, and gave it to the transfer from Duke that had 31 last night, and then he talks, and everybody you can see is just there, whereas, like, you see these other teams that win, shake hands, high five, whatever. That's a team that, like, a guy like Dennis Gates can keep a team like Mizzou there, because that's a team in Mizzou that does that. Like, if you're one of the, like, Cooper Flagg could go get more money other than Duke. He literally could. He could go anywhere he wanted. I mean, you can get $7 million to go to BYU.
That's right.
But he's not.
Yeah.
Because guess what? John Shire's there.
Yeah.
His system is believable. Now get
it. Is Duke. Yeah,
it is Duke.
Yeah.
It is Cameron. Like, it is a great place to live. But, like,
and that sets you up for life. Like, Cooper Flagg doesn't have to do anything, and Duke will take care of that guy for the rest of his life.
And Gatorade. But, I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, if you have a – it's so much – college sports is so much based on the head coach. Even if it is transfer portals, you know, taking over, NIL taking over, like, people are going to Colorado because of Deion.
Because of Deion. I wonder if that's going to continue, too, now that his son –
If he keeps winning,
you know,
he's got to win. And that's
gotta
the other thing. You've got to win. and it's got to be believable. And if you do that, they normally go hand in hand.
And you got to pay. Like that. That's right. The old school. Win and be believable and be a coach. Everybody, all right, I want to go play for this guy. How much you paying now? And that is the biggest factor now. I mean, you talk to anybody in college sports, and look, professional sports is the same way. I was having this conversation with my wife yesterday or the day before about Trey Smith, and she's like, well, why can't he just take less money and stay here? I go, because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way in college sports. The majority, as they say in these commercials, 97% are going to go pro and something else. This is their opportunity to make the money. And if somebody offers you more money, you go. It's pretty, you know, simple. It's called the, you know, capitalism. It's what we're based on in this country. Somebody's going to double your salary or give you more money to do that same job. You're gone. It's pretty simple. And anybody who says they won't owe loyalty, you're full of it, you know? And so you've got to take that money in the opportunities that you get. So it's going to be interesting to see what the NIL coffers look like after this season at Mizzou and how many alums are scratching checks and maybe how many less alums are scratching checks at Kansas at this point in time, looking around going, what is our money really going for at this point?
Mizzou's also got a lot of money, too. Like, they have a lot of donors that, I mean, I think some guy just dropped off, like, $60 million last year unannounced. Yeah. Just was like, here's $60
million. Which is unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't understand why you give that kind of money to college athletics. I just don't. Like, there's no return on investment. You're not investing in something and getting dividend checks, right? Like, you're getting nothing for that money. I don't understand the big donors for college sports. And with college sports now, too, are you focus less on building buildings and more on the players and their salary? I think you kind of have to be right now. You know, it was an arms race for a while to build these stadiums and these locker rooms and the facilities.
They will come.
But now, if you have a crap facility, but you're giving me $1 million to show up, I don't care what the locker room looks like. So maybe you need to redirect these funds that you're spending on stadiums and buildings and direct that towards the players, because the players are the product.
If you build it, they will come.
Used to be that way, yeah. I don't know how much that factors in anymore.
Move to the SEC, rebuild your football stadium. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're starting to get transfers with NIL and poor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portal, and all of a sudden you get a guy like Eli Drinkwitz and Dennis Gates, and you've changed the culture of your entire university.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's been a great move.
Yeah, for sure.